Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
8:15 it is this Friday morning. Good morning to you, Adam. We start with the news and reports, at least, that Osama bin Laden's son, that's Hamza, has been killed.
Morning, Africa. Yeah, had a good look around on this as well to see if there was anyone putting exact details out on what happened, and the answer is not really. Hamza bin Laden, we know, the son of the Al-Qaeda founder, Osama bin Laden, himself targeted by U.S. special forces and killed, 8 years ago it is now. Only 8 years, actually, when you think about it. But Hamza bin Laden, brought up to hate America, I mean, there was no hope for the poor chap, really. He was always going to become an extremist, and he had been on the wanted list only last February, I think only about 4 months ago or so. The United States had put $1 million bounty on him, and now all U.S. media outlets appear to be reporting that he's been killed, except without saying how or where or when. And so from what I can gather, having had a look around, at some point in the last 2 years, they think that there was some kind of airstrike or drone strike that killed him, possibly in Syria, maybe even inside Iran, otherwise Afghanistan or Pakistan. But, I mean, that's four huge countries. So everyone seems to be saying, you know, it is a fact. He is dead, Hamza. And, you know, to some extent, that's a scary dude removed from our planet. But without having the details, you do wonder, don't you?
You do indeed. We've been reporting all morning the U.S.-China tariff war is getting worse, unfortunately.
It is, isn't it? And, another policy announced by Twitter. In other words, you don't get a great deal of detail. How could you possibly in 280 characters or less? But Donald Trump has said he will impose a fresh 10% tariff on another whole tranche of Chinese goods, $300 billion worth of it. And essentially, they're edging towards anything Chinese being extra taxed. And so there have been these talks between the United States and China. The Chinese foreign minister, Wang Yi, has been there. He's criticized this move, saying it's hardly constructive. It doesn't help resolve economic or trade frictions. No, it really doesn't, does it? Because sticking a 10% tariff on when there are other tariffs even higher than that on other goods. But the question mark is, and there are any number of analysts online who will give you different points of view, but essentially they're wondering if ultimately this hurts America more than it hurts China, because there are so many U.S. industries who rely on Chinese components for mobile phones, for instance, whilst the United States produces a lot and has enormous Silicon Valley technology and all that that requires. The component parts often come from China. Now, who does that hurt, therefore, if those companies are having to stump up the extra 10% and so forth? So it's not getting any easier, is it, between America and China? Just when you think that maybe there'll be some more conciliatory words from the American president, he goes all tough and no nonsense again.
And unfortunately, that tough stance is affecting you and is affecting me in our various countries. let's finish off with the news that the Netherlands is looking to ban face veils in public.
Yes. I mean, they've sort of slightly got around this because there's an immediate thought that if you just ban, say, the burqa, the niqab, then it's essentially a racist move because you're saying that it's specifically Muslim women who therefore aren't allowed to go with their faces covered. But what they've actually said is that it's all face covering, so that would include any other kind of masks, including the masks beloved of the Japanese, you know, the little sort of face masks you put on to filter the air, or crash helmets, for instance, for motor. Anyway, all face coverings worn in public places, not in the street, but in public transport, schools, hospitals, that sort of place, are now banned. People must take them off. So, in other words, the Netherlands has followed France, Germany, Belgium, Austria, and Denmark in introducing this ban. It feels to me like they are really toying with the whole nature of democracy. If somebody wants to stick something on their face, what is so terrible about that? But the Netherlands has done it. And the interesting thing about this is already, this has now kicked in, not even 24 hours since it began, already a number of police and local officials and transport officials have said they will not enforce this. that they themselves are sort of getting together and saying they won't, you know, start arresting people, for goodness sake, for wearing a face veil or whatever. And a political party based in Rotterdam has said that they will pay anyone's fine should they be arrested for having a face veil on. Things could get sticky.
Indeed. Adam, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Adam is back with Kino Kamis on Monday morning.